Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Kima Ream, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor.
Pensacola Expert Panel, it's time for Boat Smart with our go-to boat guy, Stefan Schmidt of Georgetown Technical College. Good morning, Stefan.
Hey, good morning, and good morning, Pensacola. We appreciate you listening in today. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. Jot this phone number down, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. 1620. You can call or text any questions you may have about your boat. Maybe you have a question about education over at Georgetown Technical College. I'm more than happy to try to answer those questions for you and help you out through that. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. The phone number 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. They will beat anybody's prices on a repower, so you can check them out. Call them at 850-492-0487. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all Mercury, MerCruiser, and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair. You can also check them out on Facebook. They run some specials on Facebook also, so you can check them out there as well. I like to say that they have trained technicians because they have several of my students working there. I think I have four students that have actually graduated. They went through my co-op program and work out at Key Marine, and I believe one of them has been out there for 4 years or so. So when we put students out in the field, many times it's a long-term career for them at the dealership that we co-op them at. So it's very exciting to talk about that. I have students working at all different dealerships throughout the area in Pensacola, over in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, over in, we're trying to get some over in Fort Walton. And we've had students down in Fort Walton, have them up in Alabama. So we're putting people to work all over the place. And that's just good to know that we can do that over there at Georgetown Technical College. I am the marine instructor at Georgetown. Georgetown is located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. You can get them on the web at georgetowncollege.edu. That's georgetowncollege.edu. They have a great chat feature there, which you can go on and talk to a counselor, and they can help you and guide you to different areas of the school. You can even get in touch with me through that chat feature. They will send me a message, and I will reach out to you with that chat message. So we're more than happy to contact you through that. Registration is always open. We have open enrollment, so you can start class as long as there's openings on the first Monday of every month. That's very exciting to know that you can get in class, in the next month at our college if we have openings in our class. Right now, my class does not have openings at this point. We are full. But I change that from time to time. So as we put students to work, we put more people in seats. So right now I have a waiting list. So if you're interested in my class, the Marine Service class, get over there and get on the waiting list. Because what happens, we'll call you. If you answer your phone, we'll get you into class. If we don't answer your phone, we will go on to the next person and try to get them into class. Because we like to keep the classes full. We want to keep things going, so it works out really well. So make sure you get over there, talk to the counselors. They will guide you through the process, help you with financial aid. They have VA and Pell Grants available and scholarships available. You got to pre-qualify for those, but go over there and talk to the counselors. Get on that chat feature and talk to them, and they are more than happy to get you lined out on all that stuff going on over at Georgetown Technical College for sure.
And hey, I tell you, I'm sorry, I just jumping in. We have a text coming in right away, if that's okay. People are
okay. Great, let's take it
to hear from you. Now, this listener would like to know: is there any difference between marine plywood and standard treated plywood if it's being glassed or glossed over?
Okay, all right. That is a great question, okay, because when a lot of people think that treated plywood would be great to use on your boat, okay, whether it's the boat itself or even on the trailer, for bunks and things like that. I do not recommend using a treated plywood. I do recommend going to a marine grade plywood, which is different. The reason you don't want to use a treated plywood is because the chemicals that they use to treat the plywood interact and react with the metals of the actual boat or the actual trailer, if you're using them on a trailer. But also a treated plywood, if you're planning on glassing over it or using it in that type of application, the glass, the fiberglass will not adhere to it because it reacts with the chemicals. So it's always best to go with a marine grade plywood, or if you're planning on going with just a regular plywood, to go ahead and use fiberglass on it to coat it to protect it. So that's a great question. So I stay away from the treated stuff, go with a marine grade plywood or with a composite of some type, or make sure you treat it with fiberglass. So that was that's a great question. I hope I answered that question for them on that.
Excellent. And keep those questions coming in. 437-1620. We would love to hear from you.
Yeah, my expertise is not in fiberglass repair, not at all. I try to stay away from that. I don't like itching all the time, and we really don't do that over at Georgetown. We teach the students a little bit about it. There are some curriculum online that they have to understand it, but we do not really do the fiberglass repairs. But they need to be aware of chemical reactions and things like that and how they all react together for corrosion issues and things like that. So that's a great question, and I appreciate that. 850-437-1620. If you have another question or comment, call or text. We're more than happy to take that for you. So no problems there. I tell you, we've been really busy this week at school. Sometimes I step back and I see all the stuff that's going on in my shop area, in my classroom. I have 18 students in my classroom right now, all of them in different areas. All of them have been there for different periods of time. I started a brand new student last week. He started on Monday of last week. So this was his second week in school. The first 2 weeks in my classroom tend to be on a computer learning different aspects of what we do at the school and how I run you through the Canvas program that we have, coupled with understanding safety, and then we go into tools. So the first 2 weeks, that brand new student is in the classroom, and I'm checking on him from time to time, making sure if he has any questions, grading his paperwork, that kind of thing. And then eventually they ease out of the classroom into the shop area. We start talking about tools, precision measuring, things like that. So as I looked around my class, I think it was Wednesday night, I stopped one of the students and I said, "Look around here." I said, "We have a lot going on," you know? And the student looked at me and he said, "It's a wonder how you keep up with all this stuff." And the reality of it is, when you look in my classroom, my shop area, we always have a lot going on, a lot of learning, a lot of hands-on, a lot of interaction between students and myself. And it's just amazing to me sometimes just to sit back and look and say, wow, you know, and it was one of those weeks where we had that and just a lot of stuff going on. Many projects, there were students working on electrical projects, student working on boats. Students actually had a power head and a gear case on a bench and rebuilding a gear case and resealing it. We had students working on our 99s that Mercury donated. We are getting those motors. We work on those on a weekly basis and get them out and run them in the test tank. So we have so much going on at George Stone in my Marine Service class all the time that it's just it's a good atmosphere. And I really enjoy the fact that we can get out in the class and do the hands-on stuff. So it's very exciting to see what goes on over there. So we're just having a great time this week, and my new student is fitting in with the other students, and it's really working out well. And I can say this for sure, I've got a great bunch of students right now, and we continue to learn, and we're continuing to try to get them guys work out in the industry. And, you know, we're trying to chop that waiting list down a little bit, try to get more people in there, because the industry needs so many people right now that we're trying to get them trained, but we don't want to train them like throw them out there. So I'm trying to be careful. I'm trying to not let the pressure of getting the students out into the field work against me. I'm doing what I need to do and trying to train them up. And when they are ready, when I feel they're ready and they feel they're ready, then we transition them into the industry. So it's a balancing act. it's a change as you go kind of thing, but we make it work over at George Stone, and it's just very exciting what we got going on. I was doing a little head count last night. I actually have 4 students right now in co-op. In co-op meaning they are still enrolled in my classroom, but they are actually working out in field. And as we transition the students from the classroom to the actual field, if you will, out into the industry, it's interesting to transition these students into a business atmosphere, because it's a little different in the school. I don't push students to get things done. And sometimes I actually have to slow students down and say, hey, this is a learning environment. I want you to slow down a little bit and, you know, take in what you're doing and retain that information and the tasks that you're doing. So right now I have 4 co-ops out in the field, and I like to touch base with them. I usually do it on a weekly or bi-weekly basis, just reach out to them and check on their transition, see how they're doing going out into the field. And it's interesting to me that when I place a student in field, they come out of my class and they're very excited. They're excited to get into the industry. And I hope and I want the dealerships and the people that hire my students to keep that excitement going throughout their career change, or as they gain that career status as they move into the industry, into the shop areas. Sometimes that can be difficult, especially if we're going into a busy season, right? Where if I transition a student in the middle of June, is different than transitioning a student, let's say, in December, mm-hmm. you know, because they're so busy. So the shops tend to, and it's not at fault or anything, they tend to try to get the customers taken care of and get to work. So sometimes we have to be very careful about when we do that transition, not to transition a student into an area where the dealership or the employer puts that student into a position where they're doing something they are not familiar with. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, yep. So we try to do that to where I transition the students into the dealership under the wing of another lead technician. And that's how we do our co-op. So it's working out real well for us. And I like the input that we get. I have a student coming in next Thursday for our What Did You Learn session. And he's going to talk about students. He's going to talk about tools that you need, how to keep your place organized, how to make sure that your paperwork is done correctly. So as these students transition into the field, they come back to the classroom and talk to my other students to let them know how it is. And I know I've talked about that several times as on my shows, but it's so very important that my students that are in the classroom get a feel of what to expect when they go to work. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting, at different aspects and different views on that. And I try to work with my students to make sure that they're having a good transition into the field. So it's very exciting. Lots of stuff going on. 4 co-ops right now out in the field. Have a couple. One of them's getting ready to completely graduate, and he'll be done pretty soon. And then the other 3 are just getting into it. Probably complete another one in the next few months, and then in about 5-6 months, the next one will be completed. And we'll have students that are actually working in field, staying at these dealerships, continuing to learn through these dealerships. So it's very, very exciting to have that going on. It's hard to believe. I was listening to your show, and you said it's Valentine's Day already.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Yeah, and actually, I have another question coming in. This listener wants to know, when is the best time of year to purchase a boat?
Say that one more time for me.
When is the best time of year to purchase a boat, whether new or used?
To purchase a boat. Yeah, yes. That's a good question. You know, when you look at, it depends on if you're looking to buy a used boat or a new boat, it's a little bit of a difference. But if you think about going out to buy a boat, you kind of think about how you purchase cars and stuff like that. So a lot of times in the boating industry, we have boat shows and things like that as we go into the season. That's a great time to buy a boat. And you know, it all kind of falls in around tax time and stuff like that. So I would recommend, if you're interested in buying a new boat, is to start looking at boat shows. Now, of course, a lot of boat shows right now are virtual. that kind of situation where you don't actually go to get hands-on. But a lot of dealerships are doing in-house type boat shows, or they're renting a location somewhere and they're doing boat shows, you know, at a different location and trying to get customers to come in. Mm-hmm. And then that's the best time, I think, is during boat shows when you start into the season.
Okay.
The other time that is a great time to buy boats is at the end of the year when it's cold out and people aren't using boats. That's another great time to buy boats. You get the best deals when you're out of season, that kind of situation. So those two times are really good to buy boats. Boat shows have very good incentives when you go to the boat shows. Many times the manufacturers like Yamaha and Mercury offer extended warranties for their engines during the boat show times. A lot of times the dealerships will offer, and the boat manufacturer will offer specials like special discounted rates. They will offer extra add-ons. Maybe you're going to throw in a Coast Guard kit and things like that, a stainless steel prop versus an aluminum prop, different trailer applications. So during boat shows is a great time to do that also. So I hope that helps.
Awesome.
Yep. So as we was going on, I want to talk about the boating season. It's good to talk about right now as we talk about ready to buy a boat. Maybe you're looking to buy a boat, but now we're starting to get into the boating season. So we talked about putting students in the field during the season. So let's talk about when is the boating season. And it all depends on where you live, that kind of thing. So our season generally starts around the end of February, 1st of March. And so it's the boating season. Of course, you can boat year round in our area. Not this weekend, of course. It's going to be a little nasty out there.
Yeah.
But we're going to have some great weekends coming up pretty shortly, right? So right now we're starting to get into our boating season. So are you ready for that? That's something that you need to start thinking about. Is your boat ready to go? Is your trailer ready to go? So as you're getting ready to get into that season, we're looking at the end of February, into March, the temperatures start rising, fishing starts gearing up, that kind of thing. That is our boating season that's coming on. So you need to make sure that you're ready for that. Make sure your boat is ready to go. Make sure that if you need to get it serviced, you call Key Marine at 850-492-0487. Have them check out your boat for you and get you ready for the season. The last year or so, we really haven't had a break in our season. So everybody's pretty busy right now. It's amazing what's going on in the marine industry right now. The sales are up, service is up. Everything is going real well in the marine industry. They're hiring like crazy, or wanting to hire like crazy. The problem is we're not able to find people to go to work. Many, many dealerships contact me on at least a weekly basis, seeing if I have anybody ready to go to work, or if I know anybody that's looking for a different place to go to work or anything like that. I try to stay away from putting people, and I do stay away from moving people from dealership to dealership. If I have a trained technician that's at a dealership, I don't tell other people, hey, maybe this guy will come work for you. I always try to place people out of my class into these locations. It's much better for the dealership. It's much better for the students that are working in field, to keep them from jumping around and stuff like that. We want long-term employees. That's what our goal is when you get them out into the field. So right now we're transitioning into the boating season. Make sure your boat's ready and make sure that all the components and everything are ready to go. We are. I also want to mention one more thing here before we get close to the end of the show. Yesterday was a very exciting day for our class. And it was exciting because I was able to unveil with my students the new Mercury product that came out yesterday. This is an amazing product that Mercury unveiled. It's exciting to see these manufacturers. They come out with different technology and different steering systems, different control systems as we get into these high technology engines and things like that. And Mercury yesterday unveiled a V12 600 horsepower outboard. It's amazing, this outboard that came out. If you're interested in looking at it, I'd recommend you go to Mercury's website and check this motor out. It's a V12 600 horsepower motor with all kinds of special details. I'm not going to go 100% into that. I want to get Jeff Kilgore, who works for Mercury Marine, I'm going to try to get him to call in next week to talk about this motor, to let us know what he thinks about this new product that's out on the market. So check that out on Mercury's website, see what they got along with that, as far as what they've tested this motor on different products out in the field, different boats. And it's just an amazing technology that they introduced to this motor. They've combined some technology and in this motor, and it's amazing to see what they've done. I tell you, I've been in this industry, oh my gosh, I quit counting, but 30, let's just say 30 plus years, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
So you have experience. That's why we trust you.
Yeah, but, you know, back in my day, we had nothing like what we're looking at today. You know how computers have changed and things have changed and they change so quickly. The marine industry continues to do that. They continue to change. And we, as a school in my classroom, I have to change with it. Right?
Yeah, right.
So I have to learn the new product. I have to learn the technology, and I have to be able to pass that along to the students. The great thing about my program is that Yamaha and Mercury are well invested into my program, which gives my students the upper hand. They're able to go online and do all the training and stuff, especially on the new product and things that are coming out, and my students are able to do that. So the technology that we have today compared to what it was when I was in the field or just coming into the field, has changed so much in the last 10, 15 years. It's unbelievable. And right now it changes at such a rate that even it can change in a month, the technology that we're using in the field. So it's good to know that I have the backing of Mercury and Yamaha on these products. It's neat to see these motors come out and these different systems that come out. And I don't get to know before anybody else. I wish I did, but I get little hints sometimes, hey, you better watch the Mercury page. You better do this. So I'm watching it and waiting on the product to come out. And yesterday we were blown away by this. I sent the email out to all my students, and when they came into class, it was the topic of the day. So get on that Mercury website, check them out, and check out that V12 600 horsepower engine that came out. It's great technology, and it's amazing what they're doing nowadays on these motors.
And that's encouraging to know that you're keeping up at Georgetown Technical College with what's happening in the world, our vast changing. It feels like almost on the daily, right? And you guys are staying in touch with that for students that head out into that world.
Right, because that's what they're seeing when they go into the field. I had a potential customer, if you will, call me the other day, and I think it was on Monday, and I actually called him back and talked to him on the phone. And he had an older boat that he needed some work on. And I actually turned that job down because it was an older product, hard to get parts for, not the technology that my students are going to work on today. So I have to be careful about even the boats that we bring in to work on at the school. I don't want to bring old school engines and boats in into the school, into the classroom that the students aren't going to be working on in our classroom when they go into the field. Also, what I'm seeing right now is that, you know, two-stroke technology and four-stroke technology, we're seeing a lot we used to see a lot of two-strokes. Now we're seeing all four-strokes come into the shop. So as we transition and we learn about, I guess transition is the word of the day, and we learn about these new products coming out into the market, it's exciting that we're able to stay on top of it with the sponsorship of Mercury and Yamaha, and with the dealerships that allow us to learn from them also. So it's exciting time at Georgetown, and we're just having a great time over there. And if you're interested in the class, check out georgetowncollege.edu and check that chat feature out. Go to the website. You can also catch me in there. You go under my email address is in there under my program or under the faculty. You can email me a question. If you're interested in my class, you can do that also. I think my cell phone number is on there, and that's fine too. You can call or text me also. So I guess we're getting down to the end of the show. This show goes so quick. I want to thank my sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. Give them a call at 850-492-0487. Remember, they are your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. They will help you on your Yamaha and Mercury service and repairs. A great place to do business, small shop, small shop type atmosphere with great technicians, great staff. So check out Key Marine Center out there on Bower Road. So just a great place to do business. They've been sponsoring the show for a long time now. So again, thank y'all for listening, and we'll be back on the air next week.